I'm Lacey Scarmana for WVIK News. The Quad City Times is hosting a forum on open government and public records. Executive Editor Autumn Phillips sat down with me this week to talk about the seminar.
On October 19th, next Thursday at 6 o'clock, the Quad City Times, is hosting a forum on open government. We're going to be talking about the law around open meetings and public records. We have designed a format. It's a two-hour event. It's free to the public. We've designed a format that's lighthearted, even though it's a serious topic. We have five skits. The skits are discussing things like executive session, what is an open meeting, what happens if you violate the open meeting law, what are records, are emails records, and when can a reporter or a member of the public request a record?
Will we see some of the names that we recognize in bylines acting in the skits?
You will. So we have five skits. We have asked public officials to play reporters, and we've asked reporters to play public officials. The public officials who have kindly volunteered are Tony Kenobi, Scott County Commissioner, Frank Klipsch, the mayor of Davenport, and Art Tate, superintendent of schools in Davenport. And then on the other side from our newsroom, Liz Boardman, who's our city editor, Andy Abeda, who's our photographer, and Amanda Hancock, who's our entertainment reporter, will be playing public officials. Some of the character names, for example, our first skit is Krusty the reporter talking to Trusty the city clerk. In another skit, we have Ernest the rookie reporter, and we have Undertrained the overly cautious clerk.
It sounds fun. Why is this so important, you think, for the public to understand what newspaper reporters are doing and what they actually have the power to do themselves?
Sure. So the last two skits are about the public walking into City Hall and requesting a record. Let's say you want to look up a property tax issue in your area. We do a couple role-playing skits where the citizen doesn't quite know what to ask for, or where, you know, we explore the boundaries of what is a public record, how do you ask for one, what's the right way for the, you know, city clerk to help you with that request. You know, our governments are the stewards of our records. It's one of the things that makes America great, is that our government is open, that our government works for us and not the other way around. And I think the more that the public is informed on what their rights are and what the laws are, the easier that relationship is between the public and government.
Where did the idea for this event come from?
So this seminar is based on something that I did in Twin Falls, Idaho, when I was the editor of the Twin Falls Times News. The newspaper there, we partnered with the Idaho Attorney General, who is passionate about transparency and open government. And he came to our town. We ended up with, a couple hundred people attended. I was surprised and encouraged to see how interested the public was in open government and how they could, you know, access issues. We did a similar format with skits and being sort of campy and fun with it, while also being informative and also having a Q&A at the end.
What kinds of questions did people ask?
Well, people were asked less about public records and more about open meetings. So it did seem that, you know, people want to make sure that decisions are made in public. And they might have heard that, you know, this decision was voted on behind closed doors. They weren't quite sure how this development got approved, or they weren't quite sure. We had a lot of issues around school board, and people wanted to just know exactly where the line was. And I think that, rumors can spiral out of control. And if If the public knows exactly where the boundaries are, those, you know, those rumors tend to flatten out pretty quickly if there's an understanding about how the process works.
Do people need to RSVP to let you know they're coming?
They could RSVP. My email address, if you're interested in coming, is aphillips, aphillips, at qctimes.com.
And once again, where and when the event takes place?
It's going to be at 6 p.m. on Thursday, October 19th, at the Figge Art Museum in the auditorium.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
That's Quad City Times Executive Editor Autumn Phillips talking about the paper's upcoming Open Government and Public Records Forum. More details can be found at qctimes.com.